Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be celebrating the music of a tenor saxophonist with a legendary warm and romantic sound, who is also nicknamed the Brute. It's Big Ben, Ben Webster, coming up next on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Ben Webster with Time After Time from one of the many albums he recorded for jazz impresario Norman Granz, the 1959 LP Ben Webster and Associates, with Jimmy Jones on piano, Les Spahn on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. A really beautiful rendition of that ballad, and an example of how much Webster liked to use lots of air in his sound. You can find a number of similar features throughout all the records that he did for Granz, always featuring the saxophonist in highly talented musical settings. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, paying tribute to tenor saxophonist Ben Webster this time around on the program. Webster was born on March 27, 1909 in Kansas City, and he sprang musically from that city's vibrant 1920s and early 30s jazz scene, going on to play with big bands led by Andy Kirk, Cab Calloway's sister Blanche, Fletcher Henderson, and Teddy Wilson. He had a tough, raspy tone that was also very warm and breathy, and it soon evolved into a memorable signature sound, highlighted especially through his work with Duke Ellington. Webster was also nicknamed the Brute, inspired in part by his heavy drinking and the volatile behavior it sometimes caused. Webster, a strong but also very vulnerable man, and his sound certainly reflected that. We'll start off with two early recordings of Ben Webster backing vocalist in the mid-1930s, Webster soloing right after both Billie Holiday and Mildred Bailey on Afterglow.
The avenue. of each shop window, I stop and I stare, gazing at things I plan for us to share.
Tenor saxophonist Ben Webster backing Mildred Bailey on a 1936 recording of For Sentimental Reasons. Webster billed as Francis Love, along with, among others, clarinetist Artie Shaw and pianist Teddy Wilson on that track. And Wilson, the pianist, as well, on the piece that we heard before that, Webster on one of his earliest recordings with singer Billie Holiday, What a Little Moonlight Can Do. Ben Webster really came to prominence in 1940 when he joined Duke Ellington, whom he referred to as the governor. Ellington brought the saxophonist to the forefront with ballad features like Chelsea Bridge and flag wavers like Cottontail, and the two had an admiring but sometimes stormy relationship that some rumors say ended when Webster carelessly destroyed a suit of Duke's. Webster and bassist Jimmy Blanton, who joined around the same time, became such crucial components of the orchestra that it became known as the Blanton-Webster Band, and it's considered perhaps Ellington's finest. Here's Ben Webster with Duke Ellington and All Too Soon on Afterglow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ben Webster soloing on a live performance of Duke Ellington's Sepia Panorama from The Duke at Fargo, recorded in 1940. Before that, a studio recording from the same year of All Too Soon from the Ellington collection Never Know Lament. Ben Webster left Duke Ellington in 1943. He would return briefly at the end of the decade. He recorded with quite a few different artists over the next 10 years before signing on with Norman Granz and making a long string of albums as a leader and sideman, often with colleagues from the Ellington Orchestra. We'll wrap up the first half hour of Afterglow with Webster's take on Stardust for Johnny Otis's orchestra, made after he was coming back from taking nearly 2 years off from the jazz scene at the beginning of the 1950s, and this 1944 rundown of Tea for Two, Ben Webster on Afterglow.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Webster in a very exploratory alternate take version of Stardust with a group led by Johnny Otis, recorded in 1951. Before that, Webster with Clyde Hart and Hot Lips Page doing Tea for Two in 1944, a time when Webster was playing quite a lot of New York City's legendary 52nd Street scene. We'll have more of the music of Ben Webster in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. Tenor saxophonist Ben Webster is the featured artist on this edition of Afterglow. Webster, born on March 27, 1909 in Kansas City, and perhaps one of the most recognizable saxophone sounds in 20th century jazz. Although his actual stay had been relatively brief, Webster's association with Duke Ellington, both his music and his musicians, would stay with him for the rest of his career. Two recordings now that feature Webster revisiting an Ellington orchestra vehicle form written by Billy Strayhorn, with strings version recorded in the 1950s, as well as a late 1950s date with Strayhorn and fellow Ellingtonians Johnny Hodges and trombonist Lawrence Brown, joined by Roy Eldridge on trumpet. First, Ben Webster and Chelsea Bridge on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Tenor saxophonist Ben Webster in the company of many Ellingtonians there. Johnny Odge is on alto sax and Billy Strayhorn on piano, Lawrence Brown on trombone, and Roy Eldridge on trumpet, a non-Ellingtonian there. The song Just a Memory from the 1958 album Side by Side. Before that, Webster, again with Billy Strayhorn on piano, also the arranger and composer of Chelsea Bridge from the Music for Loving and Ben Webster with string CD compilation. That recording done in 1954. Ben Webster also recorded frequently with non-Ellingtonian jazz greats such as Coleman Hawkins and Jerry Mulligan. And one of his most noted encounters came in 1956 with pianist Art Tatum. Webster also reunited musically on several occasions in the mid-1950s with former paramour Billie Holiday, resulting in some of her best late period recordings. First, we'll hear Ben Webster with Art Tatum, Night and Day on Afterglow.
so lonely. For you I cry, for you kneel only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days in longing. You know it's you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you throw away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. Body and soul. It's hard to conceive it that you'd throw away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending, unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a hell you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul.
Ben Webster and trumpeter Harry Sweets Edison accompanying Billie Holiday there on the title track from her 1957 album Body and Soul. Before that, Webster with pianist Art Tatum doing Night and Day from the Complete Pablo Group Masterpieces. Ben Webster moved to Europe in 1964, living and playing there until his death in 1973. He remains one of the most loved saxophonists in jazz history. No less a fan than John Coltrane once said, "The sound of that tenor, I wish he'd show me how to make a sound like that." We'll conclude Afterglow with a late period Webster recording of a Duke Ellington tune from the Queen Suite, The Single Petal of a Rose. Ben Webster on Afterglow. We close with Ben Webster doing The Single Petal of a Rose from the album See You at the Fair. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services on Kirkwood next to the IU campus. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can hear many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at wfiu.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.